I look up the book itself and fill out a call slip for it. But I also want to read about papermaking at Kelmscott. The catalog is confusing. I go back to the desk to ask for help. As I explain to the woman what I am trying to find, she glances over my shoulder at someone passing behind me. "Perhaps Mr. de Tamble can help you," she says. I turn, prepared to start explaining again, and find myself face to face with Henry. I am speechless. Here is Henry, calm, clothed, younger than I have ever seen him. Henry is working at the Newberry Library, standing in front of me in the present. Here and now. I am jubilant. Henry is looking at me, patiently, uncertain, but polite.
"Is there something I can help you with?"
he asks.
"Henry!"
I can barely refrain from throwing my arms around him. It is obvious that he has never seen me before in his life.
"Have we met? I'm sorry, I don't..."
Henry is glancing around us, worrying that readers, co-workers are noticing us, searching his memory, and realizing that some future self of his has met this radiantly happy girl standing in front of him. The last time I saw him, he was sucking my toes in the meadow. I try to explain.
"I'm Claire Abshire. I knew you when I was a little girl."
I'm at a loss, because I am in love with a man who is standing before me with no memories of me at all. Everything is in the future for him.
I want to laugh at the weirdness of the whole thing. I'm flooded with years of knowledge of Henry, while he's looking at me perplexed and fearful.
Henry, wearing my dad's old fishing trousers, patiently quizzing me on multiplication tables, French verbs, all the state capitals. Henry, laughing at some peculiar lunch my 7-year-old self has brought to the meadow. Henry, wearing a tuxedo, undoing the studs of his shirt with shaking hands on my 18th birthday.
"Here. Now. Come and have coffee with me, or dinner, or something."
Surely he has to say yes. This Henry, who loves me in the past and the future, must love me now in some bat-squeak echo of other time.